Welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast, where you can get your healthy dose of sexy insights from high achievers living the sexy life. Join Lucy, your host, on the journey to a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sexy Life Podcast. I'm Lucy, your host. And today we have with us Sat Walensky, the founder of San Diego Mompreneurs and the new program director of Hira Labs. Now, after serving in the U.S. Army as a broadcast journalist, she studied business entrepreneurship at San Diego State University and then proceeded to launch Walensky Consulting, a boutique digital marketing firm specializing in social media advertising for retail brands. And then in 2014, she established San Diego Mompreneurs, a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to educating and empowering moms to launch and scale original business ventures. And most recently, it's pretty exciting, Sat joined Hira Labs, which is a female-focused business accelerator. And throughout her varied professional and life experiences, there's one thread that has remained constant, and that is a passion for entrepreneurial ventures that make the world a better place. So, Sat, without any further ado, please introduce yourself and fill in any gaps in that introduction.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lucy, for having me on, first of all.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan. And that was a pretty complete picture in terms of my professional career. But I'm also a mom. I have two little ones. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, a girl and boy. And so one of the things that I just love about what I do is that I connect with other moms who are like-minded, who have that entrepreneurial spirit, but are also juggling that with raising their kids to be great human beings. So it's really awesome to not only know those people, but go through the journey together.
The community part is such a critical piece. And so I think it's such a great fit that you're working with Hira Labs now while you're doing San Diego Mompreneurs. It makes sense.
Yes. It's like amazing synergy. And so the CEO of Hira Labs is Sylvia Ma. And she's an incredible crusader, I like to say, for women's empowerment, really, but especially in business. She's kind of this incredible lady who's got a PhD and MBA and all the things and has 3 kids and just is constantly traveling and attending events to further the cause of Hira Labs and really has thrown her whole heart and soul into it. It's an amazing partnership, and it's an incredible honor and pleasure to be there at Hira Labs, helping to further that mission and then working, continuing with San Diego Mompreneurs, which she's also very supportive of. She actually teaches some of our workshops there too.
Oh, so cool.
So there's total synergy, and it's an incredible collaboration.
Yeah. And along the lines of, how a rising tide floats all ships. So really supporting and empowering one another. And I'm a huge fan of what you're doing with San Diego Mompreneurs, because there are so many great ideas in San Diego, so many incredible entrepreneurs, women, moms, and where all the worlds collide. You've created the space for us to come together and support each other. So in that, what is the big message that you're most passionate about sharing?
The thing that comes to mind first always is how important it is to have in-person connections and relationships with people who are supportive of the really, really tough, challenging journey of entrepreneurship and motherhood. Yeah. And because I found before I started the group, I had lots of friends, but most of them were not entrepreneurs or did not think they really didn't want to go down that path. And so they did not understand what I was talking about. They were like, you're crazy.
What?
Why are you trying to start a business and have kids? Like, what are you doing? Let's go get a job.
Like, who does that? Yeah.
So that is it. I just think we find these amazing collaborations, these awesome, just like you said, the sense of community is invaluable. That to me is the kind of the purpose of life. We're all here to connect and go through this together. And so many people are online in a lot of Facebook groups and online communities, which is great. But to me, it's just lacking. And that's why I think those in-person meetings and get-togethers, and whether it's a social gathering or a business workshop where you're learning the tools together, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everything else is it's like supplementary that can fill in some gaps in between events and things like that. And yeah, so
yeah,
that I love the strategy that you have between the live events and the Facebook interaction and online resources.
Yeah.
It's been really neat to be a part of. And we've only been here a year and a half. So I'm just really starting to get established in San Diego, and ladies like you make it such a great place to be.
Thank you. I try, you know, like it is a nonprofit. So, you know, I've never taken a salary for San Diego Mompreneurs you know, but I think, just the connections and that camaraderie, again, is invaluable. Yeah. But it's always, incredible to hear stories, testimonials from the women in the group who are like, this changed my life. I connected with this other person. I wouldn't have even known them. And their whole life path has changed. And all these doors have opened. And that makes me so happy. Like that's the best to hear those things.
And so would you say that's the biggest impact of the work that you're doing with San Diego Mompreneurs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's evolving. So, you know, the direction, you know, especially with Hera Labs now, we're working on a virtual accelerator. So we're really looking at global impact. How do we, you know, get these tools and this kind of support and curriculum into the hands of any woman anywhere? And it's a big undertaking. So that's, you know, I think the combined impact is huge. But with San Diego Mompreneurs, I really like to keep that focus on the local events and, you know, but also, you know, around the holidays, like supporting each other, shopping with each other. We have like a sip and shop event coming up on the
I'm excited about that.
Of December. And so it's all going to be local, original female entrepreneurs showcasing their stuff and, wine and shopping. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then we get to reconnect, and sometimes we don't see people for months, and then like, of course.
Yes. I miss my ladies.
So I'm excited to get to meet you in person, because we have yet to meet in person.
Yes. I can't wait.
I think I'm going out of town for a training on the 7th, but I think I'll see you on the 3rd. Anyway, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we do have a think tank coming up.
Yes.
So that's the one. Yeah, I think
that's
the 29th.
Okay. I gotta get my dates straight. Yeah, no, because there's so much stuff coming up. There's so much value in each event that I'm like learning about, especially in the season. So along the way, you know, who has been your biggest inspiration so far? Shift gears into that.
When it comes to business or just life in general?
In life in general, because, you know, usually there's some spark there that brings it into your business.
Yeah. I guess the person I always think of is my grandfather.
Yes.
Who passed away 2 years ago. And he, you know, he was 93 when he passed away. But we spent as much time as we possibly could, especially towards the end of his life there. But he was, you know, a World War II veteran. He was a teacher. He actually taught teenagers in juvenile hall for like 20 years. And he was an artist, and he was drawing on napkins at restaurants for probably 40 years of his life. But every single day,
great.
And then more than anything, his relationship with my grandmother, it was a love at first sight kind of story. And he was dedicated to her in a way that I haven't ever seen to that degree, where he loved her with every ounce of his soul and being. And when he told me after she passed away, he told me stories about their life and how much he loved her. And it was then that something clicked. And I was like, that's what I want. That's what I want. And I became so focused on that sudden realization that within 3 weeks, I spontaneously met my now husband at a bar randomly in Ocean Beach.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so, and it was perfect. Like a love at first sight, you know, kind of a cheesy love story. yes. But you know, now we have two kids and we have this beautiful family and this beautiful life. And I, like, to me, nothing else matters if you don't have like that, you know, that soulmate to go through life with. And I mean, everyone has their own path and their own things that are important to them. But for me, that was what mattered. And so everything grew from that in terms of mompreneurs, obviously. You know, and everything that's grown out of that has been a result of that. So it's just such awesome life we get to live here.
It really is. You know, and it's funny that you mentioned, like, once you knew what you wanted.
Yes.
And then that's what came to you.
Yes.
With your focus and you knew what you wanted. So that's such a great example right there. And then everything just unfolds from there.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, we were also in our late 20s, so we had been through long-term relationships and we knew exactly what we didn't want.
Yes. There so you go.
Once we saw it, we're like, oh, that's this it. You know, we're not going to let it go.
And, we really appreciate it because, you know, we're not going to take it for granted.
Yeah. And that's not to say it's like fairy tale, peachy all the time.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Not life, as we all know. But you know, having that kind of soul connection and life commitment. It's just such an awesome.
And the fact that you got to see that modeled for you, and that was so eye-opening, that's a beautiful thing. And I think too, to further that, it's that when we experience that and we know what we want, and then we get to model that for others around us, not only our kids, but then also other couples or other people who are searching for, you know, the person that they want to spend their life with, or
yes,
a companion. It's
a ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
And my parents, as many parents, as many kids have experienced, you know, my parents separated and divorced. And so I didn't have that immediate example. And I really didn't think it was possible. I thought it was a myth. And so, like you said, but when you see it, it's like, oh, that can actually happen. It's not just in movies and fairy tales, you know?
Yeah.
It can truly happen.
And it can be real. And there's just this real, it's just completely different when you see it in another person, and it's not just like you hear about it, but you get to see it. And then when you hear somebody else share how your relationship impacts them, that's just such a cool thing. We have a friend who just last year, she was like, I don't know, do I just care too much about being loved? Am I asking for too much? And now here she is with the person that, he just loves her so much. She doesn't even know what to do with herself. We see her on FaceTime and she's just smiling.
Her face is hurting.
I watched you guys. I saw it was possible. Yes. That feels so cool. Rewarding.
Yes. Yeah.
So along the lines of fairy tale too, kind of, sort of, I saw that you are a Moana fan. And I love Moana.
It's such a good movie. It's
so good. So good. I think I've seen it at least 20 times. And it's always that song when she's about to give up. Anyway, I don't want to jump the gun here, but what is it about her that you identify with?
Well, a couple things, but I think, I actually sailed. I was a sailboat racer for maybe 10 years ish.
No
way. And so that particular thing really connected me with the whole story and her love of adventure and breaking down the barriers, breaking down that, like, not letting the norm stop her from doing what she's called to do. So all of that, like, she's this brave spirit, and I identify with that really strongly. Yes. Makes me want to go out and go sailing like right now.
it's funny because, you know, Disney really has this thing nailed where they like,
yes.
they really That's do. The kids in here, we're going to get the parents crying their eyes out. And it's
right.
And yeah. we have such a different experience watching the same movie. Like my husband and I, he was identifying with Maui. Like he's this person with his power, and then the power is stripped and he loses a sense of identity, and because he's going through his thing. Right. And then I'm like watching it, you know, the part where she's like, choose somebody else. And she throws it back in. And she's like, I'm clearly the wrong person for this task. And I am telling you, there have been moments in this past year where in one of those many times that we've watched the movie, it just really strikes a nerve. And I'm like, I'm not meant to do this. Choose somebody else. But then right. there's like, there's that I am element. Like, we can't run away from this. This is who we are.
Yes.
And if we don't follow through with our purpose, we're never going to feel, we're always going to know that we ran away because we were afraid or, mm-hmm. you know, didn't have the courage to face the fear anyway. So.
I think that's like especially deep and truthful for me lately, just, you know, with juggling all the things, it can be yes. really overwhelming, and it can yeah. be like, feels like just a huge ton of bricks and huge responsibility. But I, like you said, it's in those moments when we're being tested that it's critical to just refocus on, okay, why am I here? What am I doing? You know, go back to the essence of it. Like, what, you know, what is that message? What is the connection that we have that we feel called to do here? And, you know, sometimes we just have to get back to the core of that.
Yeah. And then maybe grandma's, you know, animal spirit will come and remind us.
I mean, grandma's animal
spirit. Why do you hesitate? You don't want to quit. Get back on there. Dive 50 feet under the ocean and grab that thing.
Right.
I was thinking that, like, that is some deep diving right there. I wonder if she had to equalize like all the way down.
Right. Oh man. Yes. And I've always wanted to get dive certified. So maybe I need to put that on my list.
Yeah. Put that on your list for 2018. Yes. Maybe we can try it to get, it's a little terrifying. I have like this fear of the ocean, but that's another conversation. That's why I snorkeled. That's why I surfed.
Yeah, face those fears.
Exactly. Right. When I started surfing, and it this is why I'm going to overcome this. Now we have a pet snake. That was another. Anyway, so back to the what we were talking about. Yes. This is really intriguing because I love what you're doing, and I love every way that you're contributing and building up this community. And so I would love for you to share with us. What is your vision?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know it's big.
That's a big question. The first thing that comes to mind is I have a vision, first of all, that we have a healthy planet in society that many, many generations ahead of us will be able to live on and appreciate. I think we have some crises things going on, both environmentally and politically and societally. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are interrelated. So, you know, as women are coming into the business space and forging into entrepreneurship and launching businesses, we're making progress, and businesses are completely getting transformed, you know, from the inside out, from the outside in, from all angles, which is desperately needed in the business world. Yeah. But I also think as we are, as female leaders and business people, we need to keep in mind that again, what are we doing this all for? What is the ultimate What is the ultimate goal? And I think that's why I feel so passionately about businesses that have a social bottom line, that as we're doing well and, you know, building profits and making better lives for ourselves, that we're also doing good. And that, and by good, I mean, you know, impacting the planet in positive ways and trying to reduce our footprint. And then, you know, thinking about ways that we can give back to our communities, to our, to the world as a whole. So there's, it's a lot. And, you know, as women, we tend to take on these extra responsibilities that maybe other people wouldn't think of, but that is why we are so powerful and so, and why it's so critical that we get involved in high levels of every sector of life, that we can essentially save our planet, save our society, and take us in a positive direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a common theme that I hear amongst a lot of us who are mompreneurs or entrepreneurs these days in general. I hear this a lot, that we want to essentially heal what is damaged, you know, in our culture, society, in our environment, in the business environment, all these different things. And especially in our families, because then, you know, that's the immediate impact. And then that's the ripple effect that's going to keep going and going, all those patterns and beliefs and habits and things. So if you could take a look from way, way up and you saw the kind of impact that this work, that your vision is going to make, what's the number one thing that you want to make an impact in?
Ooh.
No pressure. Just one thing.
Just one single thing.
More than one, but, you know, what's the top
one? Oh, man. I think number one is that you can do it. And I know that sounds super, super simple, and it is. That's simplistic. But number one, that any woman anywhere has the potential to create the life that she wants. And that doesn't necessarily mean starting a business or being a mom and having a business at the same time, but that, you know, that it's possible. I guess I would also say it's not that... one thing is really hard.
I know. But if it's, you know, it can kind of fall under that.
Yeah. I do see so many people, moms, mompreneurs, hustling and kind of getting into this almost unsustainable level of work. And, you know, because it's obviously a lot of work to be a mom, and then it's a lot of work to be an entrepreneur. And sometimes I think we need to just take a second to look, step back and see, okay, you know, maybe I can just take some baby steps, you know, for this amount of time and be building towards something, but also giving my kids the attention and the everything that they need right now. It's a huge, huge subject, but
it's also interrelated.
It is.
All the pieces.
I mean, I would love to see a million women start businesses in the next 5 years. Like, I would love to see that. And there's a huge movement towards that. But I would also love to see better maternity leave policies, you know, both in companies and, you know, at the government level, and just more general societal support for parents and families so that we get that time, especially with our babies when they're newborns, to really bond with them and have that time. It's like you said, it's all interrelated, but, I think finding that integration and that balance, where we're truly, giving our children the best possible start, and we are bringing ourselves forward into business ventures or, you know, flexible work arrangements, which are becoming much and more more and more common, which I love.
Yes.
That we find these ways to be stimulated intellectually and contribute in great ways, but also have that time with our children, yeah. the precious time.
Yeah, especially because it goes so fast. And I mean, so what I'm hearing and everything that you're sharing is basically that that you, part of your vision is to support moms in like refining and clarifying their vision so that they know what success looks like to them. What does mm-hmm. a successful, you know, parenting relationship, intimate relationship, business, entrepreneurial venture, living life with purpose and intention, so that they have this thriving business
mm-hmm.
that is built around purpose and contribution without sacrificing the family along the way.
Yeah.
Because that is such a common thread too, is that we're high achievers and we love getting stuff done. And as soon as we get one thing done, we're like, okay, what's next? What's right. next? That was yes. so yesterday. And it just, it's happening now, but it was last year, you know, in our heads because we build these things up.
Yes.
And so to really relish the small and the big victories and be present with our families, it can be a challenge.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love that. And I would love to see that too in the world, just across the board. So we're similar in those visions.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Needed.
Together.
Yes. Together. Yes. Together. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of it, and again, like a lot of our visions in the mompreneur community are similar. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that we connect and we lift each other up. So I would love for anyone listening to check out more about what you're doing and how you're contributing to this movement. Where can our listeners go to learn more about you and connect with you?
Okay. Well, San Diego Mompreneurs is at sdmompreneurs.com. And then Hera Labs is Hera, HERALABS.com. So those are our two sites, and you can always reach out to me, sot@HeraLabs.com too.
Perfect. And I'm going to have both of these links at the in the full show notes below. So please be sure to check that out. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sot, for being a part and sharing thank your you. Insights with us and your vision.
Awesome. It was a pleasure. Thanks so much, Lucy.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you all for tuning in and listening to this week's episode. And here's to you and your sexy lives.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Life Podcast. For more resources for your sexy life, visit sexylifecoaching.com. See you there.